Candidates in Guinea-Bissau wrapped up their campaigning Friday with closing rallies in the capital. Saturday is a day of reflection before Sunday's vote to restore constitutional leadership following President Vieira's assassination. The ruling party's Malambakai Sanha won last month's first round of voting with nearly 40% of ballots cast. The former interim president and chair of the National Assembly is expected to gain the support of most of those who voted for independent candidate Enrique Rosa in the first round. Rosa won more than 24% of the vote, but only the top two vote-getters move on to the second round. Sanha's ruling African Party for the Independence of Guinea and Cape Verde controls more than two-thirds of the seats in parliament. But his support within the party is thought to be somewhat soft, as he only narrowly edged out current interim president Raimundo Pereira for the party's nomination. Sanha's running against opposition leader Kumba Yala, who won the 2000 contest between the men. Yala may have trouble building on the 29% of the vote he won last month, because his presidency is best remembered for the arrest of political opponents and financial mismanagement, which resulted in civil servants not being paid for 9 months. Though he's from the country's ethnic majority, which has long controlled the military, Yala was toppled in a 2003 coup. Having elections in one of the world's poorest countries is not the problem. Electoral observers from the European Union say last month's vote was well-organized, peaceful, free, and transparent. In a country with a history of army mutinies and coups, regional diplomats say the challenge for the new president will be forcing Bissau's military to respect civilian leadership and keep out of politics. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.